Previously on Algoa FM.
Let's talk about this coming weekend. Very, very exciting triathlon time in the Bay. And it's time to talk about someone who has done it a few times and is about to do it for the 20th time. Christian Faisal, is it? I'm Faisal, right?
It's Faisal, yes.
Yeah, I said it wrong every single time until I spoke to you, and then I said it wrong again. Christian Faisal, welcome to The Drive this afternoon. What is it like looking at your 20th year, and what keeps you coming back?
Thanks, Roland. It's been a long journey. I only signed up to do Ironman once, just to click it off, tick it off the bucket list.
Intending to do it once.
Here we are 20 years later. My wife still shakes her head every time I say I'm going back. But it's been an amazing journey, I must say. It's something that keeps me going every year. And I look forward to it every year.
Something that athletes, set aside is a block of time when they commit to that first one. You know, you set out your training schedule and you take a lot of time and you commit it. How do you do it every year? How do you incorporate that into your life?
So it's with the family, it's become a bit of a way of life. The family are used to me going out training early mornings on weekends. So what I'll do is I'll take about 2 months off after Ironman, mm-hmm. where I won't do any like serious training. I'll still tick over a little bit, but the family have locked into this for the last 20 years. They accept that it's something that I do, and yeah, they're just as excited as I am to get to number 20.
You were talking about the family, and let's talk about the kids for a bit, because racing for the Ironman for the Kids charity is also a part of what you're doing this year.
Yes, yeah. So I decided with it being my 20th, it's a special year, but let me race for a purpose. And raced for Ironman for the Kids before. And what the Ironman for the Kids team do is amazing. They obviously raise money for children's charities in the Eastern Cape. And what better way to celebrate my 20th than racing in Orange and racing for Ironman for the Kids. And one thing I must say is that when you are on the course and you're racing in Orange, the atmosphere and the extra support you get is just amazing. The people of Quebec come out and they're fantastic when they see those people in Orange, especially the water points where the kids are. I mean, it's just amazing. It gives you goosebumps.
Well, look, Ironman for the Kids, wearing orange, representing that is brilliant. But here in this area, we love our orange, okay? We've got a whole army that loves orange. It spills over from the St. George's side. But in terms of support for you, let's talk about the race itself. We're going to see you along the way in your orange. We're going to be cheering. But what's the part of the race that you reckon you'll enjoy most?
It's definitely, I mean, the bike is scenic. It's the most beautiful bike course you can imagine. As you know, I mean, the areas that we go through, the coastline is fantastic. But for me, it's the run. I mean, you'll never run a marathon anywhere in the world that is so well supported. It's 4 laps of 10 kilometers, just over 10 kilometers.
Yeah.
And the crowd that we get along Marine Drive is fantastic. I mean, people that have no idea who you are, they're calling out your name, encouraging you to take one step in front of the next. When you're walking and you're down in the dumps, say, come on, go, Christian, you can do this, you got this.
Yeah.
And it's just the crowd at the Ironman is just, it's amazing. The people really come out and they give us a lot of support.
Are people allowed to just join that crowd? Someone's listening going, I haven't been part of that. I want to be there. Can anyone come?
Yes, yeah. I mean, there's no entrance fee. That's a great thing about it. You don't have to pay an entrance fee to spectate. So you can be anywhere on the bike course. Obviously, the swim, you can't really spectate too much. But you can have a look from Hobie Beach. But the best part is Marine Drive, where people have got gazebos out. They're brying. There's music going. And then you see people just having a good time and encouraging the athletes.
All right. That's this Sunday, right?
That Sunday, yes. It starts, the pros start at about 6:30, and the age groupers, the regular pros like myself, will be off at about 6:45. And it starts in waves, so it takes about 15 to 20 minutes to get everyone out on the course.
Christian Faisal, 20th year athlete. Stop calling yourself a regular O. You're a very special athlete for more than just that reason. You're running in support or raising funds for Ironman for the Kids. So thank you for that, and all the best for Sunday.
Thanks, Roland. Thanks very much for inviting me to be on the show.
Absolutely.
And I look forward to seeing everyone else out in, yes, Nelson Mandela Bay on Sunday.
Yes. Nelson Mandela Bay, the man's wearing orange. Let's get there.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.